You're listening to Michigan Radio. Macomb County has a problem. The new county clerk is a political neophyte who has stumbled into controversy after controversy since she took office 5 months ago. That includes getting the county sued, but as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelson reports, there may not be a whole lot the county can do about it.
Karen Spranger was an anti-government activist before she was elected on the coattails of Donald Trump. She'd sometimes pull stunts, like wearing a tinfoil-covered suit at local government meetings to protest utility smart meters. Now she is the government, and the transition is not going well. Donna Kangemi is president of Ask Me Local 411. She told county commissioners at a recent meeting that Spranger started threatening and bullying union employees almost on day one. Spranger accused them of incompetence and threatened their jobs.
I've been a union officer for 20 years. I've never seen anything like this. My members have not been able to sleep. They've been taking medications because of the workplace caused by Ms. Spranger.
Kangemi said she opposes Spranger's request that the county pay for a private attorney for her. Spranger wants the county to pay for her attorney so she can sue the county for not letting her fire union employees under the protection of labor contracts. Here's Spranger trying to justify her request before a confused and frustrated board of commissioners.
The clerk seeks to identify whether it is her sole discretion to appoint or revoke the deputy status of the employees perceivously deputized, appointed, and whether it is...
Not surprisingly, the commissioner said no. They had dealt with messes of Spranger's before. Let's start with her first month. She let friends use county work computers. For that, she temporarily lost computer privileges and was fined for an ethics violation. In month two, Macomb County Human Resources sent her a letter demanding she stop creating a hostile workplace. In her third month, she fired the two employees who blew the whistle on her computer ethics slip. Now she and the county are being sued by the fired workers. Month four, Spranger rear-ended someone while driving a county-owned car. Also that month, she called 911 on a reporter trying to get a comment for a story. Now it's a few days into her fifth month. After failing to stop an already-in-progress move of vital records and register of deeds to a new building, she hid the moving boxes that workers needed to start packing, although she says she was just keeping them safe.
It's almost comical in a strange way, but at the same time, I mean, I don't think people realize the potential problem that this is leading to.
That's Bob Smith. He's the Democratic chairman of the county commission. He says so far, longtime workers at the clerk's office have kept the chaos from affecting residents, but he fears that can't last forever. He says commissioners were rebuffed when they reached out to Spranger to try to help her. Kim Meltzer, a Republican, is the clerk for Clinton Township, which is in Macomb County. She says it appears Spranger is over her head. She had to help Spranger decide what voting machines the county should order. This is one of the most basic things a county clerk is supposed to do.
And I sent out a survey. It probably should have come from her, but, you know, I just don't know that she knew how to make that happen. So I took it upon myself to contact all the clerks within Macomb County, asking them what vendor would you prefer?
Meltzer blames straight ticket voting for the mess. Maybe voters wouldn't have elected someone so unqualified if they'd had to fill in a circle next to her name. But now that the damage has been done,
we have to find a way to make this work.
That's Republican Commissioner Leandro Lett, who says the state's new recall law makes it almost impossible to boot someone from office without a well-funded campaign using paid signature gatherers. He hopes county officials that Spranger has fought with keep offering olive branches.
If we can make some breakthroughs in cooperation, even if it requires, you know, patience of a saint, then I think we're all better off for it.
So far, Spranger has averaged at least one major conflict or scandal per month in office. There are 44 months to go in her term. Everyone hopes things get better. Aside from a recall, the only other way to get her out would be a resignation or a removal hearing by the governor for misconduct. I'm Tracy Samuelson.